This is a story of learning about sound, through sound, without sound. In a space between two bodies, one hearing and one deaf, that created dissonance and resonance. Dissonance about what we thought we knew about sound. Resonance in our resolve to access one another's experiences. I should clarify. I use our, a plural possessive pronoun, but you're only hearing Jennifer's voice right now. That gap is something we wanted to put a microphone up to and really record, so to speak.
Insert. Narrative. Manifesto.
You see, Kirsten's voice won't make sense in this medium. She does have a voice, and she does make sense. Actually, so much sense that she had me rethinking everything I thought I knew about sound just about the time I was going to wax professorial in a multimodal comp class.
Pedagogical dissonance?
That impasse was the catalyst for our contribution to this publication, Accessing Sounds in Accessibility. Here, we interrogate our experience studying sound together. You know, pause and think about what we're learning. Create some reverb. And do so in a way that invites deaf bodies to join the dialogue. And invite hearing bodies, especially teachers, to see those invisible boundaries that border our sound writing pedagogies. We call this sound listening. And we invite you to deviate a bit, to see sound with us, and to rehear our theories of sound writing.